Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A bill to provide early funding assurances to Alaska schools has hit a snag. The House approved a school funding bill on Wednesday, but did not agree on how to provide the funding. The bill from House Finance Committee Co-Chairman Paul Seaton called for using funds from savings, including the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund. Tapping that fund requires support from three-quarters of the chamber, a threshold that was not reached. Some minority Republicans expressed concern with using the reserve fund early in the session, but majority members said addressing the issue early is important to school districts and would keep school funding from getting caught in the end-of-session politics. The Senate now gets the bill, and if it approves a fund draw, then the House could get another crack at getting support for that draw. A bill that Governor Bill Walker is backing would make some of Alaska's hunting and fishing violations more like traffic tickets than criminal prosecutions. The Fairbanks Daily Newsminer reports that Walker's bill follows a trend in Alaska law of moving some misdemeanor-level crimes to the lesser violation category. The proposed law change would give new leniency to people who have licenses but don't have them in their possession. When contacted in the field by law enforcement, hunters and fishers would then have the option of bringing a copy of their license to court after getting a citation to have the citation corrected. The bill does, however, call for increasing fines for commercial fishing violations and for the offense of unlawfully taking an animal. And Ketchikan joins other Southeast communities canceling its King Salmon Derby this year. Organizers of the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Ketchikan refer to declining stocks. Michael Briggs coordinates the derby.
So even going back to last year, we were kind of anticipating some stricter regulations coming into this year. And so we started weighing options even a year ago. But the general consensus of the committee was to go ahead and move it to a silver salmon derby rather than put the pressure on the king salmon as we do each year.
Kelly Reppert, Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Ketchikan Area Sport Fish Management Biologist, says king salmon stocks in Southeast are in a period of low production, and the fish returning to Unic River near Ketchikan is a stock of concern. Petersburg, Wrangell, and Juneau have also canceled or modified their King Salmon Derbies for this year. Right here in Juneau, the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska decided last month to cancel its Spring King Salmon Derby. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for clear skies for today and tonight, with high today about 30 degrees, low tonight about 5 degrees, with clear skies for tomorrow and clouds moving in by tomorrow night. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.